Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
By the way, old War of the Roses and Dirty Works, phone scams, they're all up on our podcasting page with the radio.com app. So if you haven't caught up yet, it's not my fault, it's yours. All right, let's welcome to the show Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My girlfriend, Kristen.
Okay. So, why are we putting Kristen to the test?
Well, it just seems like lately she keeps finding more and more reasons to fight with me. Like, she's only interested in arguing lately.
Okay. Now, do you think this is one of those, I've been stuck in a quarantine with you and you're starting to get on my nerves kind of things? Or do you think it's something more?
I mean, it could be a little bit of that, I'm sure. I mean, but it's not like we've been stuck inside of the house the entire time. Like, we've gone out to the beach, we went camping one weekend, you know, okay. So we haven't been, like, just, like, stuck in okay. four walls with each other.
But do you feel like you're stuck with only each other? Like, even though you've gone out and done things together, like, has she gotten to see other friends?
Oh, yeah, no. Like, when we went camping, we went with a group of our friends. So, you know, she's seen some people that have been safe in quarantine.
Okay. So
it hasn't just been us.
Yeah. Okay. And you said in your email that the new phone thing concerned you a little bit.
Well, yeah. So she got a new phone a couple of weeks ago, and she has not put it down. Like, every time we're together, she is constantly on her phone. It's gotten to the point where it's rude.
Yeah.
Like, if she has somewhere else to be, go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I gotcha. But here's the part I'm talking about. You said she also changed her password, right?
Yeah. And that's what really got me worried, because she's texting way more than she ever used to. And normally, you know, like, she's very open with her phone around me. She'll be in another room texting for sometimes like 30 minutes. And so I got curious, and she was in the shower, and I know I should not have done this, but I grabbed her phone to try and check it, and her password is different now, so I couldn't get into the phone.
You know, maybe this was a requirement to have a new phone. Maybe the new phone needs a longer password or something, or maybe she changed it because she doesn't want you seeing what's on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Okay. So we're going to put Kristen to the test here. We're going to give her the female version of War of the Roses, which is the old pantygram test. You're going to get to hear who she chooses to send her pantygram to and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, so before we get started, I have to ask you, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Kristen, please.
This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotion Department. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that we've been doing different little giveaways for customers in our online database ever since the big shutdown started. And every week, we draw new names to win new prizes. And this week, you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Are you serious? Oh, my God, that's awesome. So what did I win?
So this week's prize is a pretty fun one. It's called the VS Pantygram. So do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about it?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. So the VS Pantygram is basically a real pair of lace panties that we send in the mail to somebody as sort of like a little reminder to make sure their attention is still on you. So for example, you know, you might send a pair to your husband and maybe he gets them when he's at work. He opens a little box. There's a pair of panties inside and a note from you that says something like, see you tonight, or thinking about you right now, stuff like that.
Oh, wow. That's so funny.
So the reason I was calling was to actually ask if you wanted us to send a pantygram to anyone for you. I mean, keep in mind as well, the whole thing is completely free, so it's not going to cost you a thing.
Okay, I just have one question. Can I just send them to myself instead?
To yourself?
Yeah, is that possible? I mean, you know, where I just send the panties to myself.
You can, but usually our customers are sending them to the special guy in their life.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Give me a minute. Let me think about this. I know. Could you guys send them to my dad?
You want us to send a pair of panties to your dad?
That'd be hysterical, yes.
Okay, sure. We can do that. You do know that this is supposed to be kind of like a sexy gift, right? I mean, we're not sending like a pair of boxers with dancing bananas on the front or anything. It's lace panties.
No, I get it, but my dad, he'll just freaking love this, man.
Okay, are you sure you won't be getting him to trouble like with your mom or something? I mean, if he comes home with these panties and says, hey, did you send me these? And your mom says no, I feel like things could get a little messy.
No. They're not even married anymore. He would really love these. That would be great.
Okay. And you're sure that there's not a special guy in your love life that you'd rather give them to? Like a boyfriend or something?
Nope. No boyfriend. Definitely send them to my dad. I want to see his reaction when he gets this.
Okay. What message did you want us to print on the card that comes with it?
Let's see. Just put... these are for you, Big Daddy. You earned them. Yeah, exclamation.
Okay, great. I'm going to get this address from you in just 1 second, but I'm going to put you on hold, okay? So hang on 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Ryan, I'm not even sure what to think here. Like, I mean, she didn't pick another guy, but then again, when we asked her about her boyfriend, she gave us the big nope.
Yeah, you know, she... a little kooky sometimes.
Yeah.
Can you guys do me a favor? Can you see what state she's going to have the panties sent to?
What state?
Yeah, because her dad lives in Florida.
Oh.
That I know.
Okay, all right. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
Okay, Kristen, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to get started on your order. So, all right, let's see. What state are we going to be sending these to?
Virginia. Actually, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, yeah, that is what I thought, you f***ing bitch.
Hello? Is everything okay?
Not exactly.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.